New research out of the University of Utah today looks at the age of African elephant tusks found in the illegal ivory trade.
In other words, how long ago have the elephants died or been killed before their tusks were ending up in these big seizures that were being made? My name is Leslie Chesson. I'm the president of IsoForensics, a research company in Salt Lake City, Utah.
Chesson and her colleagues used a technique known as bomb curve radiocarbon dating to age the tusks. It's a fascinating technique that warrants its own story, but suffice to say that it involves measuring levels of radioactive carbon sucked up into the ecosystem after waves of above-ground nuclear testing in the 50s and 60s. Yeah, that's the bomb part of bomb curve testing. Anyways, it turns out most of the ivory tested in the study hasn't been circulating around the black market for years, as some had thought.
Most of the ivory was fairly young. In other words, from the date of poaching to the date it ended up on the black market was anywhere from 6 months to 3 years, so it was moving to market pretty quickly.
That's bad news for elephants. The largest land mammal alive today, African elephants are intelligent animals that travel enormous distances in family groups, dispersing seeds and literally creating habitats for a host of other species as they go. They're also being poached at a rate of up to 100 elephants per day, or about 8% of the world's elephant population each year. Here's how one of the study's co-authors, geochemist and biologist Turi Serling, put it.
We are not finding legacy ivory. This killing is going on now, and if there's going to be elephants in the next generation, we've got to stop the killing now.
The research was published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. You can find a link at our website. For Utah Public Radio Science News, I'm Daniel Kinka.